人類は思い出した。奴らに支配されていた恐怖を。
メシカゴがフィシカゴベデデデデデデデデデデデアイアトエデデ Where the fuck was that song at, Cody?
Hey, where was that Attack on Titan goodness, man? Because it wasn't in this goddamn movie, I can tell you that right now.
Oh, I see we're going to have some different opinions here now.
Oh boy, are we now?
Yeah. You apparently you didn't like the movie, I can see, huh?
Wasn't a big fan, no.
Well, I got to tell you. I didn't like it either. This shit was boring.
Oh my goodness, man. This had none of the flair of the fucking anime, dude. None of it.
Man, you know, I was telling Wayne last night. I said, hey, Wayne, so did you watch that Attack on Titan movie yet? Because he said he downloaded it. He had it for like a week, but he still hadn't watched it. And I was just like, all right, well, let me just give you a little quick review of what you're going to hear. Whatever you found fun or anything exciting about the anime, they stripped that shit all in this one, people. And we're talking about Attack on Titan Part 1 right now. Part 1 has got to be the most melodramatic, boring bullshit I have ever seen. Matter of fact, also, wait, they don't even use the 3D maneuvering devices.
No, not really.
What? They use that shit like for, well, like two scenes at the end.
Yeah.
I was just like...
2 minutes.
And then they don't even fight the Titans in this one, neither. It was just like, wow, there's no... There's no swinging around fighting Titan action at this and all. I remember in the first episode, which I rewatched last night of Attack on Titan. Because I think I'm just going to rewatch it all together because I was like, man, this show is really good. One thing about that first episode is shit went down. That first episode.
Boy, did shit go down.
I mean, that first episode established fear. It established intensity. This episode, this movie established boringness. Non-excitement. I mean, if you saw this movie first, which I hear it is getting released in America in I think late September. Yes, people, we got an early screener to it. Yeah, don't worry about that. But I have to say, man, if you never seen the anime and wanted to get into it and you saw this movie first, you wouldn't even watch the anime if you saw this first.
No, not at all.
This shit sucks the soul out of every bit of the anime. Like, I thought people was over-exaggerating. It was just like, oh, the fanboys are coming in hard on the movie and shit just because it ain't like the anime. Nah, man. I actually watched this late night and kind of struggled to stay awake.
Yeah.
Like, I literally struggled to stay awake.
I was right there with you, man. It was hard to watch this shit all the way through. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, so let me go ahead and give a plot synopsis of this bullshit, which, by the way, man, I know me and Cody, we're usually the ones here saying, you know, we don't care if properties get changed from, like, you know, anime, TV show, comics, or anything like that, or characters or nothing like that. You know, that's Wayne's and Luke's joint right there. But we don't mind that as long as it's still a good story. But I got to say, man, the changes made here weren't for the better.
Nope, not at all.
They changed every aspect of the story, every aspect of character. The only character that was pretty much like from the anime was the chick with the glasses.
Chick with the glasses and the potato girl.
Yeah, and potato girl. Yeah, chick with the glasses and potato girl. The chick with the glasses, as soon as she opened her mouth the first, I was just like, damn, they got her spot on. Shit. I was like, why did they do that with her, though? I was like, she was just such a background character in the anime. It's like, you know, it's like, yeah. You think they would have did that with the main characters. I mean, shit. And then Levi is not even in this one.
Nope.
It's like, what's the, you got this, this, is he supposed to be like a French Asian or something? This dude that was with Mikasa? I was like,
I don't know who the fuck that is.
Who was that dude? I was just like,
I don't know.
And he was a dick at the end, too. It's just like, people dying and killing. He's just chilling on the rooftop talking about, you'll learn one way or another. Then, you know, everybody knows the story of Eren getting pumped up, whatever, to attack a titan or whatever. And then he gets eaten pretty much or whatever and shit. And then the dude, the scarf and shit, he just chills and says, we don't all succeed. Just walks away. Just like, what the fuck? What kind of training was that, man?
Christ.
They're on the brink of extinction of from these monsters or whatever. And this dude, who's probably the most skilled out of them, is just chilling. Just like, if you want to be as good as me, you have to try harder. It's like, what the fuck? It's that Pacific Rim mindset, whatever. It's like, I didn't feel for these people in this as if they were in constant fear from these things.
Right.
Yeah, so basically, people, we're in a world, I forgot what time frame was. I ain't gonna lie, because I'm trying to blank this movie from my fucking mind. It's really that bad, people, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, we're in this world where Eren, man, I got a lot to say about him. So Eren Yeager here, and he's played by Haruma Mamiya. I'm fucking names up, people. No,
let me see.
I'm be this. Fucking some names up in this one.
Let's see. Haruma Miura?
I
think it's probably Miura.
Yeah, I'm going to go Miura. Haruma Miura, he's playing Eren, and then we got Kiko Mizuhara as Mikasa, and Armin's played by Kanata Hongo. I mean, people's pissed off just because of the fact that he wasn't blonde. I'm pissed. Well, I guess Armin was almost kind of like his character in this one. I mean, just a sniveling little whiny bitch.
Yeah, right?
So, yeah, I guess Armin was okay. I didn't have a problem with Armin that much. So Armin didn't do shit in the first episode, so he didn't do shit in this one either. So, matter of fact, he don't do shit in any of the episodes, to be honest. But you know, we live in a world. Eren lives in a world where he's just like pretty much sick of living inside the walls. They have these walls to defend themselves against these giant, mad, human-eating titans. And he's pretty much like wanting to go outside the world and travel and see what's out there and stuff. Meanwhile, this giant titan appears, something that they've never seen before. And in the first titan in over 100 years, too.
Yep.
And he smashes their wall of defense. And these guys are all blown away by this. They're just saying, well, this titan is huge. And the wall just gets overflown by titan. It's almost as if this titan said, oh, you think you in peace, huh, nigga? Nigga, fuck your wall, homie. Shit.
Fuck your wall.
Shit. He's like, I've been the leader of the Titans for the past 300 fucking... It makes me wonder, man, I'm curious to see where the fuck did these Titans come from if they ain't been seen in 100 years?
I have no fucking clue.
That'd be an interesting side story. Man, I can't wait for the fucking anime season 2, man. Jeez, I got a lot of questions, man, I'm gonna answer. Because I damn sure ain't getting them from this movie. Once he breaks the walls down, they're on the run as these titans. They realize that they can't kill him. They just won't die. They're pretty much immortal. The only spot they can kill him is on the back of their neck. And these titans run rampant through the city. They're destroying the city. I mean, that was probably the only gleaming moment of the first half of the movie, is that the titans caused as much destruction in this beginning as they did in the anime. It was a little weird at first with the CG.
Uh-huh.
It kind of grew on me a little bit, but it was weird at first because I kept hearing this noise that they kept making. This shit was weird as fuck. Did you hear that? It's kind of like a groaning noise or some shit.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't recall them Titans ever making some kind of noise. Like it almost like their voice were echoing because it was so loud or something like that. It was kind of freaky as shit. I ain't gonna lie. Either way, I was scared of these motherfuckers. But
yeah, the CG was hit or miss for me.
Yeah,
because they did replicate like the exact look of some of the Titans from the anime, which I thought was pretty fucking cool. Like, particularly the main Titan that crushes the wall at first.
Oh, yeah, he looked cool as shit.
Yeah, and then...
Imposing.
Then the Aaron Titan.
Yeah, Aaron Titan looked cool. The Titans I had a problem with was the fucking baby Titans. What the fuck was those?
Fucking terrible. Why did they add that shit?
What's that?
what was the point of that?
Was that supposed to be the little ghetto bots from Transformers or something like that? Like,
that was supposed to be scary. That shit was just annoying as fuck.
Yeah, like, and then, like, I remember one Titan, big Titan, was eating one person, and then the body piece was just flying to the baby one, and they were just jumping up and down. I was just looking at that, and I remember just going... What in the fuck is that supposed to be?
Oh, and that was another problem I had with the fucking movie, dude. The gore was over the fucking top.
Oh, and hell yeah.
In the anime, you see bits and pieces of it, but it's very sparse. Very, mm-hmm. very, very sparse. It's more atmospheric than anything.
You know my favorite gore piece, though, in the anime? I was watching last night. It was the last episode when Aaron Titan takes down the female Titan and, like, he bashes her hand and head in or whatever and shit. Yeah. After she tries to climb the wall and she falls and he bashes her, and then, like, Erwin is just standing there handcuffed, and then the hand just, like, rolls all the way over him, and the look in his eyes, he's like, I was like, damn. Everybody else is screaming and running, and the look in his eyes is just like, kill that bitch. That was, like, the best piece of gore for me. I was just like, man, the look in his eye, I've never seen no intensity like that in any anime character. Like, this dude is showing no fear whatsoever. But, yeah, the gore was just definitely over the top. I mean, I do like when they ran into that church. And,
that was funny.
I was like, yeah, church gonna be your savior, huh, bitch?
Yeah, I gotta say, the opening sequence where the Titans attack, it was decent. It wasn't bad.
Yeah, that was the most... But you know what pissed me off about that, though? And this is where we're going to break... Oh, let me go ahead and just finish. Okay, so the Titans... what is it? 10 or 7 years passed after this attack?
I think it's 7.
Yeah, I think it was like 7. Could have been shorter. We don't know because we don't really give a fuck, to be honest. 7 years passed. And next you know, they're scout regiments. I mean, they don't really show you any of their training or anything like that. And then next you know, they're just off to defend themselves against these Titans. I guess that's the end of this fucking bullshit. Okay, you know what pissed me off really about this movie? And well, about that attack, that Titan attack at the beginning, is Mikasa and Eren.
Yes.
They are fucking horrible in this movie.
Oh my goodness. You talk about the best characters in the fucking anime. And you translate them to fucking live action. What do they do with them? They suck the fucking soul from them.
Man, they turn them into some love interest bullshit here. And what pissed me off, because Mikasa's one of my favorite characters. Because, you know, she shows no emotion in that anime except for Eren. And in here, she's just a whiny little follow-you-around girlfriend. And you just like... So I was like, when are these traits supposed to kick in for Mikasa? And then you see that it looks like as if she dies in the anime. She's useless, too. She feels helpless in this whole film. And you watch it, and you just like, Mikasa is never helpless, okay? I can't believe they
even... Never fucking helpless, especially that sequence in the beginning with the baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. She just stood there. Oh, and by the way, the editing on that shot was terrible, too, because, yeah, like, it kept flash-forwarding back to Eren, the Titan, and then her, and it's like hearing her screaming, like, ah! And you're just like, oh my god, give me a fucking break. And then they even show it the middle half of the movie too, that she got eaten by it or something like that. Mm-hmm. I was like, how the fuck did he only bite half of you and you live?
I don't get that shit at all.
If that big ass teeth bit you, you dead. Okay? you was dead. And when she showed that, I was just like, I'm lost. What is that? Someone, you working on your Weight Watchers or something? What is that? You know? You call Jenny Craig? Well, what's going on here? Like, she fucked up one side and didn't work on the other side or something? She looked like a half a glass shaped bottle or something. I mean, it was like, was that supposed to be hot? What was that? And then we find out she gets saved by this French douchebag who apparently trains her to be this no emotion. But you're just like, okay, now I'm seriously lost. Like, because they're trying to make it seem as if Eren left her behind.
Right.
Which she saw that was not the case. It's just like, oh my god.
They're making something out of fucking nothing, man. Who wrote this shit?
Dude, this is some American shit right here. Just like,
goddamn. I say better for the fucking Japanese cinema. Come on.
I have never seen something like... Cody knows I love Asian cinema. I don't think I've ever seen anything this watered down in Asian cinema. And I was like, I was looking up things. I was just like, this had to have had some American hands into it somehow. Because this is like... Kiefer. This is like basic American writing 101, you know? This is like... Japanese and Koreans and Chinese, their movies always have some kind of violent twist to it where it's just like it's some psychological mind fucking to it or whatever. And you don't get that at all in this movie. You're just like, this is the most bare bone, backbone minimum of bullshit here. And
It's almost insulting, dude. I wouldn't call it insulting. Yeah, I'm gonna say it. Fuck it.
I read a review before I saw the movie where I thought the guy was being hard. Because he said the same thing. He said this shit was insulting to fans and anime lovers all about. And then when I watched it, I was just like, no, I completely agree with him.
Yeah, I'm about to bullshit you. Attack on Titan is actually probably one of my favorite animes of all fucking time.
Yeah, it's a fucking badass anime, man. I rewatched the hell out of it. Like, just certain episodes. Now I'm gonna go back and watch all of them now, whatever stuff. But, like, it is just a badass show. And then this movie, I mean, the movie idea, I mean, it sounded cool as shit, you know? And the trailer was cool. And then you watch this movie, you just like, they didn't do any of that shit in here. This movie is fucking boring, dude. And then the biggest crime for me was the personality of characters that were changed. Aaron, his motivation to kill these Titans ain't because he saw his mother get killed in the beginning of the like in the anime, his mother was killed and he went on a pretty much a psychopathic revenge trail, whatever. I mean, he's obsessed with, I mean, even especially in the ending episode where he's in the Titan and you just see his lips go moving, kill them all. You're just like, yeah, he's got some kind of psychopath behavior going on here or whatever and shit. Which is granted in it. But in here, his motivation is pretty much just to win Mikasa back.
Right.
I mean, he has no clear motivation of why he's so violent on the Titans or anything like that, I mean, he says that I remember reading a synopsis saying that these Titans are what keeps him inside this wall. I'm just like, actually, they broke the wall down, so you're free to go if you want now. So
there you go.
I mean, if anything, you have no motivation, and I was just like, wow, they took everything. Because Aaron in the animated was, you know, he was that kid you thought was going to be the badass in the show, and then you realize he gets eaten in the first episode, and you're just like, oh.
That's that.
Oh, I guess that motherfucker. Oh, okay, he ain't shit then. All right. So,
Game of Thrones his ass.
Yeah, they Game of Thrones his ass. Shit, they said, watch out, Game of Thrones. Let me show you how it's done. Shit. You think this dude's about to go on some heroic path of killing these things or whatever, and his ass, nope, we get eaten in front. He's just like, damn, all right, well, that didn't last long. And here, well, Naren, he's kind of aggressive, hothead and shit. And here, he's like some kind of fake-ass noble hipster hero or something like that, you know? He's got this fucking scarf on and shit, and he's just chilling in the background. Everybody's apparently supposed to be, people supposed to be looking up to him like as if he's something or is going to change something, and he ain't shit. Not to mention that sex scene.
Oh, God.
Where the fuck did that come from, Cody?
Why? Why is all I want
to
know?
And the fucked up thing is, Aaron saw her about to get eaten, and he just stood there. He saw that big-ass eye and didn't make any kind of movement where she just gets eaten. And it was, what was fucked up about it, though, she told this story of how she's a mother, too. And they lingered on that. I remember they showed it at the beginning of the film, too, when she was saying bye to her kid and stuff like that. And, like, it came on, it was like sinister too when she was like, you could be their daddy, her daddy or something like that. Just like, it's a weird ass conversation now. I am lost for fucking words here. And Mikasa and Aaron have no chemistry at all, like in the anime. None whatsoever. They barely even talk. They don't even talk to each other because Mikasa apparently believes that he left her and shit like that. I mean, the movie's just, it's just shit. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, the only thing I really liked about the movie, I thought the ending of how they handled Aaron turning into the Titan was cool.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's other than that, I didn't give two shits about it. I was bored out of my fucking mind. I mean, you don't see any action at all in this fucking movie. It's a lot of exposition of random shit.
Tons. You ain't gonna give a fuck about anybody in here.
No, oh, hell nobody. No. Everybody's a joke in here. I mean, shit. I couldn't even tell who was who because I didn't even hear names and shit.
Yeah, but my absolute biggest beef with this film, man, is the fucking atmosphere.
Oh, and fuck
They completely botched that shit, man.
The atmosphere in here, it looks completely green screened.
Yeah.
I mean, the buildings and shit, nothing in here looked real at all. Like, the buildings and anything like that, I mean, the destruction, I mean, even that part where, oh, God, we didn't even, okay, we gotta talk about this. There was a baby Titan, people.
Yeah, the baby Titan.
At the and I'm talking about the little ones we saw. I don't know what the fuck them things were. Them weren't even babies, but the baby was bigger than them, right?
Yeah, I think think so.
Yeah, we see this, we hear this baby crying. I'm just thinking like, oh shit, is that the baby that Mikasa left? I was like, okay, maybe this could be a cool little story or something like that. So Aaron and the girl, he's damn near gonna sleep with, who I have no idea who's, I don't even know why, she's not even a character from the fucking anime or anything like that.
Yeah.
And they go in there and check it out, and then you see this big ass drool stain, and I remember just going like, I know good and goddamn well that it's not a giant baby titan up in here. And sure enough, it's a giant baby titan that's just like slapping him down. And I'm just like, you gotta be shitting me. Okay, what? Who did they make this for? Seriously.
Seriously.
This is not for the fans, I can tell you that right now. Is it for kids, Cody?
I don't know,
it
ain't for me.
I mean, I would say it's for kids. How could it be for kids? It's fucking boring, shit.
Yeah.
I mean, that whole middle half after Mikasa gets, yeah, well, supposedly that fake ass eating scene. I do love that shot though of Aaron when he came out of the church and shit, and like he looks around and sees all the destruction and shit going on. Because like it seems like all the Titans have somehow managed to vanish, and he just looks around. He looks confused, like he just got done getting his dick sucked or something. He's like, oh god. I mean, there's like little moments like of seconds like that or whatever. It's just like, okay, that's cool, but it's a 2 hour plus film. And I would say, like, the best part of the whole film, honestly, is the ending. And I don't even think it was the whole fight. I think it's just necessarily when Aaron steps in and finally gets some balls. The first one to use his fucking maneuvering device, too, mind you. I mean, good Lord, man. None of these fucking dudes. That was actually one of the biggest gripes to me.
I agree.
That was one of the fucking biggest gripes. Man, those devices look so cool in the anime. I mean, the way they maneuver around and use the swords and shit like that. They did none of that in this movie.
Man, do shit with it.
That shit was annoying, man. It was getting on my nerves for a fucking tea. I was just like, wow. And then when Aaron finally decides to use it, I was just like, yeah, well, that's it of it now, you know?
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, pretty much that whole ending of the setup of how he saved Armin and shit like that, I thought that was probably the best thing of the whole movie.
Yeah.
Other than that, I hate this movie. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. I'd like, it's not a good movie. Oh, even the fucking music, man.
Oh, God, music, man. That was like some K-pop shit.
It really was.
Music fucking takes you out of this shit like a motherfucker, man. And then this dude threw a big-ass apple at Aaron, too. What the fuck was that about?
I don't fucking know.
What in the hell was that about? And how the fuck could you not have Levi in here?
One of the most popular characters of the fucking show.
Thank you. Yeah, like
take his ass out.
I told Cody on Google Plus, man, there's constant Titan Attack on Titan memes and shit like that. I'm constantly getting on my wall, or whatever Attack on Titan shit or whatever and stuff. And Levi is the main one that be in all of them. He's the most popular character in the show, and somehow he's not in the movie.
Fucking idiotic.
One thing I gotta say though, Mikasa is almost a female version of him. I wonder if that's a good thing he wasn't in the movie.
Yeah. One less insult.
How they would have watered him down or something like that. Because Levi is just, he's just this badass, I don't give a fuck, zero fucks given to anyone type of character. He's just like, look, I do what I do best and shit. I remember I even saw this episode where they showed how Aaron recruited him when he was just like pretty much a scavenger stealing 3D maneuvering devices and shit. And here, obviously, they don't have him. I don't even think they had Erwin in here, did they?
You said what now?
Erwin? Did they have him in there?
Shit, did they?
I don't think they had any. I honestly don't think they only had the chick with the glasses, the potato girl, Jean, Armin, Mikasa, and Aaron.
I don't think she's in here. No.
Man, okay, there ain't nobody in this fuck. I don't know. Maybe there's going to be a part three or something like that. I mean,
maybe. I don't know.
It felt like this movie was rushed, though.
Yeah, it really felt rushed.
I was kind of shocked to hear that it was coming out already, because I know the news just got brought out this year, earlier this year, right? Or was it end of last year?
Yeah, end of last year.
Yeah, that it was making a movie, and here we are, like, not even a full year later, and we already have the film here, and I don't know, man. I was disappointed. I mean, it was one of those movies, too, where I was just like, yeah, maybe I can give a pass on some of those things I liked or whatever. But then it was one of those things where the longer the days passed by, where this movie stayed fresh in my head, I was realizing, wow, I really hate this fucking film.
Yeah. It's terrible.
I really hate this fucking film.
It's terrible.
Cody, you got anything else to say before we get into final thoughts?
Nah, man. I think we said all we needed to say.
Yeah, final thoughts then, Cody.
Piece of shit. Man, this captures pretty much none of the spirit of the fucking anime. none of it.
Or the book, for that matter.
Yeah, this is about as bare bones as an adaptation you can get, man. Of an adaptation as you can get. Yeah, I really have nothing nice to say about this. I thought some of the designs were nice, because they did have Pitch Perfect. They captured that Pitch Perfect from the anime itself, like the initial Titan that breaks down the wall, and some of the other Titans, like the Lady Titan, fucked up mouth, and they had that one Titan with the fucked up eyes.
The fucked up eyes. I will say that the Titan designs look cool, except for the baby ones and shit like that.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, obviously the CGI was hit and miss. You could obviously tell there was just giant motherfuckers blown up.
It got worse towards the end. Like at first it was cool, and then like middle half you was just like, ugh, this started, they must have lost money or something like that.
Yeah, and obviously the Aaron Titan was cool as shit, so I give that. He said the relationships in here totally botched. They captured none of the gravitas from the fucking anime, dude. Aaron's flat, Costa's flat, everybody else is flat. The fucking military brigade, what the fuck did they do with them, dude? Seriously.
Oh man, they did nothing.
God damn, did they fuck that up?
I don't even remember if they wore the robes or not.
No, they didn't. They turned them into fucking Nazis, basically.
Oh, man, they didn't. Yeah, because I watched this a while ago, probably a week ago, right, Cody? Something like that or whatever. I don't even remember if they wore the robes or not. I was like, yeah, they didn't have those on either. Man, what the fuck, dude?
God damn, man. My biggest beef, man, is the fucking atmosphere, man. That sense of dread that the anime had in fucking spades. Hey, you get none of that in here. This shit like some fucking JRPG or some shit. I thought I was watching
turn-based style.
Oh my. Wow, because that initial attack in the anime, when they like the initial episode, the pilot episode, if you will, how badass was that shit, man? How terrifying was that?
Oh man, and here's the thing too. Every episode was terrifying. Nice. I mean, just, and sometimes, like you said, the atmosphere and the music was what helped make the scenes terrifying. I mean, I remember at the ending episode, that scene where Aaron is really about to fight the female Titan. He's talking about Ani, how she never looked like she could blink or care on her. And then they crank up that music. Oh, hit off it! Before he throws that first striking punch, whatever, and it blows like the whole city back and shit like that. I was just like, it was shit like that that made that moment just epic, you know? This movie don't have any of those moments.
It has no scope. It has fucking nothing, man. Really, it has nothing going for it, man. So this is getting a mighty old fucking from me.
I seriously don't see why they changed that shit. I don't see why there was the need to change any of that. I think this is the worst adaptation I've probably ever seen. This is like in my top three worst adaptations I've ever fucking seen.
Translated. I think I'm about to agree with you.
Man, I've never seen something that I've been so excited for get the soul. And here's the fucked up part about it. I was like, I'm glad it wasn't in America, because I know America would have fucked it up. And, you know, I'm sure Asian cinema would have handled that perfectly. Watching this here, I'm just like, okay. Maybe this does need to go to America then, if this is the fucking case, because this shit was weak. My main problem with it was just the characters. You should have seen how many times I kept throwing my hands in there and just going, oh my God. Come on now, man. This person wouldn't have done this. He wouldn't have did. Come on. I was just so frustrated with that, in the sense of all that. And, you know, the whole finding out with the Mikasa thing and stuff like that. That whole reveal of that shit was just weak. I was just like, okay, really? That's how we're going to do this? Probably would have been cooler if it was Levi or somebody that gave a fuck about it, not this fucking flamboyant French Asian dude or whoever the hell this dude was supposed to be. The atmosphere here is just weak. The designs on the Titans look good. I'll give it that. The CGI, like Cody said, is hit and miss. I mean, there was moments. For some reason, it looked better in the day than it did at night. Mm-hmm. I don't know how the fuck that's possible.
Yeah, I don't know how that works, but okay.
I mean, usually at night, you just like, you know, you don't really pay attention to that much. But at night, you could kind of see every guy. I think they put the light too good on these goddamn Titans at night or something like that. Because it was like, wow, that looks fake as shit. The music in here was shit. It had nothing. Oh, another thing, too. The dialogue is fucking terrible in this movie, too. I mean, the fucking acting in here, the performances are fucking terrible. And even though it's subtitled, you could just tell just by the facial reactions of these kids and shit like that. It's just like, yeah, this does not look good at all here. Yeah, man. I was going to probably give it a pass that first night I saw it. When I saw that last ending, I was just like, okay, that gave me something. But the longer the days passed by, man, I got more frustrated than mad, and I even told Wayne last night, I was like, yeah, actually, this movie is fucking terrible, and I'm right there with you, Cody. This is a high fucking for me. I hated this fucking movie. I couldn't find anything to grasp my gravitas to want to see more. If anything, it was just wanting to see more because I'm such a fan of the series that it's just like, hopefully they can get it right the next part or this part or whatever. The fact that they rushed two parts out in the first fucking, not even a full year and shit, it already tells me it's just like, oh God, they just wanted to get this out quickly. So yeah, high fuckets, man. I mean, oh, this was disappointing.
it's kind of heartbreaking.
It was, whatever. I mean, it was once you don't hear that, go figure out how he whenever you don't hear that, you just already know it's a fuck it. Yeah, fuck this movie.
最も有効なのは立体機動装置。